Universal Pre-K, the signature initiative of Mayor de Blasio's first year in office, is about to debut. 1 week from today, tens of thousands of children will go to pre-kindergarten classrooms that didn't exist last year. But getting the expanded program up and running has been a logistical challenge, and it's not clear the city's ready. The city comptroller yesterday raised serious questions about whether the process of contracting new pre-K providers is being rushed, possibly at the expense of safety. Joining us now to talk about the situation is Deputy Mayor Richard Bury. Good morning.
Good morning.
So public schools start the new school year in a week, and that includes a pre-kindergarten program that has nearly doubled in size in just a few months. What's been the biggest challenge in the expansion of pre-K?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking the time to talk to me this morning. And I have to say, it's actually more than doubled. We're going to be going from a system that serves 20,000 children in full-day pre-kindergarten to a system that serves well over 50,000 children in full-day high-quality pre-kindergarten. And of course, you know, any initiative like that is complicated. There are lots of moving parts. But we're so excited and so proud that we are going to be ready on time with quality to welcome those 53,000 four-year-olds next Thursday. We're going to have a great year. We're going to put them on the path to a great
What are the biggest challenges, though, you've been seeing in expanding the program?
So look, there are any number of challenges whenever you have a big initiative like this. So, you know, we've had to recruit 1,000 teachers. We've had to help identify tens of thousands of kids and help them find programs that work for them. Of course, making sure that programs are safe and high quality. So there are lots of challenging parts of initiatives like this. But
the process of how this is all mm-hmm. supposed to, you know, roll out is that the city comptroller is supposed to get the contracts for these providers and then approve them, check them for either safety and other issues. And he's saying at this point that he's only gotten about a third of all the contracts for these daycare centers and pre-K places. He's wondering, why isn't he getting these contracts so that he can ensure that these places are going to be a safe place for kids?
So I'm going to tell you, I mean, that's more than a bit of a red herring. The way that we ensure safety in this system is through the city agencies that are tasked with building a system like this. It's a fire inspector at the fire department. It's a health inspector who inspects sites. It's buildings inspectors. It's instructional staff at the Department of Education who had a rigorous process to determine who was in the program. That's how we ensure safety. And we have invested extraordinary resources in making sure we support all these sites, literally visiting every site opening on third day twice over the course of the summer at minimum. That's how we make sure that programs are safe. The controller's review has nothing to do with safety. I mean, the controller doesn't have health inspectors. The controller doesn't have building inspectors. The controller's process is basically a ministerial one, is to make sure that really try to identify fraud, make sure there's no fraud in the contracting process. It's not about a safety review. And there's nothing new here. I mean, last year, I believe there were 86 new pre-kindergarten contracts in the city. And on the first day of school, only 19 of them had been registered. It wasn't news then. It's not news now.
We spoke to Comptroller Stringer this morning, and he says that there have already been some issues with pre-K provider contractors. Here's what he told us.
The ones we've reviewed, many of them we have had problems with. Some have been ministerial and some have been serious. And we've sent those back, and they've had to withdraw those vendors. So obviously, this is a serious issue for the city. We want pre-K, but we also don't want to shortchange our parents and our children.
So how can you tell parents not to worry about the safety of their kids when the pre-K providers have not been fully vetted yet, at least by the controller? And in some cases, according to the controller, contracts have already been sent back because of serious issues.
So, again, that's a bit disingenuous. There are, I believe, two or three contracts that were sent back because the controller had a question at the last minute. And so rather than move forward, we took a moment to be able to answer his questions. There are only two things that I'm aware of that the controller has raised. I'm not sure what many means. I'm aware of two. In one case, there was a question about background checks, and there was no problem. It just turned out there was a paperwork snafu. The background checks were in the record. That was resolved in April, and the controller has already agreed that it's not a problem, that there's no concerns with it. The other agency that I imagine he's talking about, a well-respected agency where one of its staff, a former staff, had been arrested on conspiracy of child pornography charges, obviously a very serious issue. But again, in that case, after a full investigation by the city, the organization's conduct in terms of its background checks, its follow-up was shown to be beyond reproach by both the city and the FBI. And in fact, the controller has that was a year ago, and in fact, the controller has since, this controller has since registered other contracts for that agency. So again, what the New York City does and what Mayor de Blasio's commitment is that every program that opened on September 4th will be safe and of high quality. We do that by having a rigorous regime of health inspections. We do that with a process where the Department of Education only approves 50% of the providers who applied, and that's on the basis not only of a written application, but site visits with instructional staff who go out and visit the site and make sure that these are high-quality programs. We do that by having New York's fire department and fire inspectors going out and inspecting sites. We do that by having the Department of Buildings go out and sites. We do that by having the Department of Investigation, which does an entire independent review of all this stuff before we move forward. So what the controller does is not a health and safety review. They review paperwork. Right. It's important. And we're going to continue to work with the controller to make sure that paperwork is all in.
Deputy Mayor Richard Bury oversees the rollout of the pre-K expansion across the city. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The first day of school is set for September 4th, just a week away. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.